1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the Lord is watching his children, listening to their prayers. But the Lord's face is hard against those who do evil." God is God and we are not. We need to do what he calls us to do and release what he calls us to release. We cannot solve everybody's problems. We can do what is right, love people with action, fight for what is right. But then we must forgive and trust God to make all things right in the end. And we need to recognize that it is the responsibility of others to obey God, and we cannot obey God for them in their place. Each person has the responsibility to obey God. Let's talk about something else. Do you sometimes feel like there's no justice in this world? Well, just as it takes faith to believe and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, so it also takes faith to believe that he will reward his people and bring justice. He will take care of all these things when he returns. God is just, good, watchful, and listening to his children. Isaiah 53:4 says, "Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you." So when you feel frustrated that some people appear to get away with murder, and sometimes literally, just remember, it's not over. No one fools God, and God knows who are his. This time period is meant to give human beings an opportunity to turn to the Lord. But this time period will not last forever. God is being patient and wanting people to turn to him and repent and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. But then Jesus will come again, and he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is going to reward those who are his and also bring justice. That is summarized in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act, and is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. That explains why there's this temporary time period in which we see people appear to get away with stuff, but they're not getting away with stuff. God is still God. When Jesus Christ comes again, he will make all things right. And while we live here on earth, we know that the Lord supplies us with all we need to obey him in the responsibilities that he gives us. He gives us the strength. Everything that he asks us to do, he will enable us to do. If it's his will, he will open doors for that dream on your heart. He gives provision for his vision for us, and it's always, always in accordance with his word, the Bible. Don't just search Google, search God's word. It's about the word. It's incomparably freeing to realize it's about Jesus and not about us. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That is so amazing. I just can't even tell you how much that leaves me in awe of the Lord, that it's about him, not about us, and it's so freeing. So freeing to realize that. We can rely on Jesus for salvation. We can rely on Jesus to make things right. We can rely on Jesus to help us do what he wants us to do right now. So be encouraged. We can trust him. Hebrews 6:18 says, "It is impossible for God to lie. We who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that it's about Jesus and not about us, and that we can trust you to take responsibility for being God, because you alone are God. You are God and we are not. We repent, we turn from our sins. We ask that you, Lord Jesus, would reign in our hearts. Help us to see what you see. Help us to do what you want us to do, and nothing more, nothing less. Help us to love others with your love. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. Thank you, Jesus, for being you. We trust you, we release people to you, and we ask for your best for each prayer request sent to Praying Pals. Every single person, every single thing that's on our heart, we give to you now. Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you. Please use us and help us to enjoy you this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Focus on God's promises instead of possible problems. Don't worry. God remains God. Recognize that it is your responsibility, my responsibility, to obey him, and it is his responsibility to be God. Remember to release everything to him and steer away from assuming responsibilities that simply are not yours and are not mine. And send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org.